And for Valentine's Day, the Cougar legend, Drew Bledsoe, turns 47. One of the great quarterbacks of all time, Jim Kelly, still battling, 59 years old. And Teller from Penn and Teller turns 71.
Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Bledsoe's only 47?
Isn't that crazy?
I would have, I don't know. I guess I would have thought he was in his low 50s or something. Now, does he have a kid who's coming through, who's coming in now? Does Bledsoe have a kid?
I did see something like that. I know he's rocking the winery over there and doing real well.
Yeah, he is. All right. More indications that there's going to be some kind of Van Halen reunion, courtesy of Sammy Hagar. Now, I don't think he's involved in it. Doesn't sound like he's involved in it. It's the old Van Halen. But Sammy did an interview the other day where he said Michael Anthony was contacted by the Van Halen management 6 months ago about reuniting with the group for a tour. Now, Michael Anthony, yeah, that's interesting because I would think Eddie would rather get together with Sammy before Michael Anthony because he's been mad at Michael Anthony for years. Just because
him siding with Sammy's what drove a wedge between him in the first place.
So, but they point out in this story, if Michael Anthony got back with the group, with Diamond Dave, it would be the first time that the original members, the founding members of Van Halen performed together since 1984.
And they would have to reunite David Lee Roth with his voice.
That's not happening. You're going to get what you get with him.
I heard it was only going to be like 6 select shows around the country, like big stadium things, and then maybe some Vegas stuff.
Sammy says that Michael Anthony got a call 6 months ago from the Van Halen management saying, "Are you interested?" And Michael Anthony said, "Well, I'm doing a record with Sammy right now. We're booking shows, so you would have to work around that." And they said, "Okay, we'll get back to you," and that was it. So that probably got back to Eddie. And Eddie's like, "Oh, so he's going to put Sammy ahead of me? Forget about it. Yeah. Not going to do it." Hey, I bet Sammy pays really good. Because Sammy's got all kinds of money. Even though he doesn't play the 40,000.
Sammy's got plenty of cash.
I'm sure he keeps Michael Anthony happy.
And then Michael Anthony, I also read that it wouldn't be like he wouldn't be up there for the full concert. He would be a guest. He would come up, do Somebody Get Me a Doctor, a song he used to sing with them. And, like, play one song, but Wolfgang Van Halen would be the bass player.
Yeah, what do you need with 2 bass players? Yeah. And Eddie's going to cover his son first.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. I mean, they did
come
to bring
out for
him,
one song.
To bring him out for one song when he's... Yeah. There will be a Breaking Bad movie, a sequel, and Aaron Paul will bring back his character Jesse Pinkman in this thing. Vince Gilligan, the creator, is writing it, and
like a Netflix or big screen?
Well, they're saying it would appear first on Netflix and then it would go to AMC, which is AMC is what showed Breaking Bad for all those years. No word if Bryan Cranston would return. Now, they killed him off, so probably not unless they do flashback scenes. I like that because Better Call, they did a great job with Better Call Saul, so I think this movie, I'm good with that. That'd be good. I want to see what becomes of that character. Bill Cosby. Hey, now he put out a statement. Yesterday we heard from his spokesperson.
That he's loving jail.
It's a great experience. Cosby in a statement says he has no remorse for his assault convictions and called himself a political prisoner. Quote, "My political beliefs, my actions of trying to humanize all races, genders, and religions landed me in this place surrounded by barbed wire fencing, a room made of steel and iron, so I now have a temporary residence that resembles the quarters of some of the greatest political prisoners, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela."
You're up on that list, huh?
"I stand upright as a political prisoner, and I smile. The truth is strong." All right, and now we'll close here with this story here from Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean. Now, she says she feels a little guilty over the $100,000 she gets each month in inheritance. She says, "Because I didn't earn it."
It was all earned before I was born.
She says, "It's almost like this big, giant loan that I'll never get rid of. I have an almost foreign relationship to it, or guilt, because it feels like money from somebody that I've never met, let alone haven't earned myself. She gets $100,000 each month from her dad. She says, I wasn't told my dad committed suicide until the age of 5, and so my mom preemptively sent me to therapy a year before telling me about this so I could be eased into that conversation, admitting it. She said it was a smart decision what her mom did. Since she became sober 3 years ago, Frances Bean says she feels like she's learned how to take real accountability of her money. She says, the one way that I was shown how to live was to live beyond your means and live in excess. It took me stepping away from that and getting sober in order to realize that no matter how much money you think you have, it's not permanent. And on her dad's music, she says, Kurt's artistry, she calls her dad Kurt, Kurt's artistry was on another level. As a fellow artist, I can recognize how important and substantial his lyrics and his melodies were, and he was.
So how much is she cranking in?
Well, she gets $100,000 a month in the inheritance. Mm. I don't know if she gets, you know, for royalties, if that comes in a different form, if she gets that check or if her mom gets that check, not quite sure, but... She seems to have turned her
good
life around.
Good for her. Considering the circumstances and the environment.
Yeah, she was in a rough spot a few years ago. So that's it. That's the trash.
How about some? Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9. KISM back into the Valentine's prize pack. Injured by jewelry stories coming up.